The following is a sannyas initiation ceremony given by His Holiness Jaya Bhataka Swami on March 9th, 1982 in Sridham, Mayapur.
National Society for Krishna Consciousness celebration at this festival. As you know, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was asked in May he asked the GBC to decide in his absence how they would manage things, and any questions they had they could give. So they came with several questions on how to print books in his absence, how would initiations go during his illness, since he had stopped initiating for several months, and in his absence, physical absence, and various other technical questions about our management affairs. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that he would name some people who would initiate on his behalf during his presence, since it is not the proper etiquette to initiate in the presence of one's guru. And after his, in his absence, that they would in their own right initiate, and their disciples would be his grand disciples in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, subsequently, Srila Prabhupada appointed 11 persons to initiate in his presence as bhikkhus or officiating initiators, and in his absence to be initiators, initiating gurus for ISKCON. At that time, a question came, what about others? And he said, when needed or when necessary, what's the exact word, needed? Necessary? Like that. When needed, then you may increase. So, in pursuance with Srila Prabhupada's instruction to manage everything through the governing body commission, that the governing body commission has felt that it is necessary to expand the spiritual masters, and our program in ISKCON will be to continue to expand spiritual masters so that the preaching may also expand. But under the basic principle that we all work cooperatively together. Actually, this is the essence of our movement, is that we work. We have diversity, but we have unity. Many temples, many zones, many initiating gurus, many devotees from many lands, but we all are united under Srila Prabhupada movement, under this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And this way, if we follow Prabhupada's instructions very strictly, then there will be no difficulty in going on expanding in various ways our preaching, going on expanding the responsibilities of various devotees. So we are very fortunate that very senior Vaishnavas who have taken great risk in preaching Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement on behalf of Srila Prabhupada in different parts of the world have now been requested to take up this responsibility for initiating on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and training their devotees in our Krishna conscious philosophy and systems. So This time I'd like to request first that Panchadevita Maharaj could come forward and offer his... So, Srila Panchadevita Swami Maharaj, we'd like you to give everyone your blessings as well as instruction at this time on how, what mood we should understand this glorious moment.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyanachana Salakaya Chakshuran Nojamena Tasmaya Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stavitam Yena Bhutvay Swayam Rupakaramayam Dirati Swapanandikam Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prastaya Bhutvay Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I am taking this duty to serve as an initiating spiritual master on behalf of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness as the order of my spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramajakacharya Ashtatara Sadashi Shimad Abhoy Chananara Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I'm taking it as a, his order coming through the agency of the Governing Body Commission of my dear God brothers there requesting me. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said that when he was going to the Western countries to preach, he was asked to take sannyas, and he was instructed in this way through Kesha Maharaj, and he said, in this way I took it that my spiritual master, he was speaking to me. So, in the same way, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes Kiba Vipra Kibanyasi Shudra Keni Noi Ye Krishna Tantra Veda Se Guru Hoy. He says that Ye Krishna Tantra Veda, when one can impart this science of Krishna consciousness, then he is to preach and to work on behalf of this Krishna conscious movement. So the position of being a spiritual master, I am seeing this as done on behalf of this great ISKCON movement, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that he wants this whole world to become inundated with Krishna consciousness. And the prime agency for spreading this Krishna consciousness is this ISKCON movement. This movement will not be spread by so many fraction mats and individuals working independently, but the Krishna conscious movement will go on and expand based on the cooperative sense of all the different members of ISKCON. This ISKCON, one astrologer, he predicted that Srila Prabhupada was such a great personality that he was capable of building a house in which the entire world can live, and that is ISKCON. Actually, no one has any right to be considered as an initiating spiritual master if he cannot satisfy the desire of his spiritual master. This is what spiritual master means. The whole disciplic succession is coming, coming down, and one is accepting the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul. Srila Prabhupada informed us, and the Shastras also confirm, that the spiritual master is present in his vani instructions during the physical presence of the spiritual master. Vaku, one is trained, and in the physical absence of the spiritual master. The training now goes on in the form of completing the instructions given. That is the vani. So, in one sense, as Srila Jayapataka Maharaj Acharyapada has mentioned, Srila Prabhupada is still present within this, is still present. He is present in everywhere. He's present in the worship of the deities. He's present in the form of so many disciples and grand disciples. This is all the Shakti of Srila Prabhupada. Nothing is independent of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is present in the form of the distribution of his books all over the world in his Sankirtan movement. Srila Prabhupada is present in this way, in his instructions and in his blessings. And he is blessing every one of us. So we should not think in any way that we can function independently of the blessings of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So on this day, I take this as a great benediction that somehow or other, although I am most unqualified, actually I have no qualifications, but because the preaching of this Krishna conscious movement, of this ISKCON movement, has to go on, Srila Prabhupada has given me his blessings to somehow or other take a small part in seeing that this work continues. Jai. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered devotees to take up responsibility for being guru, for preaching. Yes. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, he one time said, all my disciples, all my followers are spiritual masters. We know that devotees, they're going and preaching. Prabhupada said that it is not difficult to be a spiritual master. A guru, one has to simply repeat exactly what his spiritual master has said, what our previous acharyas have said. We have to repeat exactly what Srila Prabhupada said and what Krishna said. And that is the principal qualification of being a spiritual master. So, they also have the same responsibility, plus they have the opportunity to take all of the sinful reactions of their disciples. And that is a permanent responsibility that they have to deliver the disciples. In fact, in Chaitanya Leela, we know that sometimes devotees, they wouldn't mind giving instruction and being Shiksha Guru, but they would refuse to be Diksha Guru because they thought that if one disciple I take, I can't deliver. Again, I have to come down. I'll be left out of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes for so much time. I'll be, whatever their mood, their humility, and their feeling, they didn't want to take that risk. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned that from taking many disciples, also he had to encounter so many difficulties. Those who are taking initiation, they should be a little bit merciful on their spiritual masters, take seriously the vows that are made, and try to follow strictly the principles of Krishna consciousness, four regulative principles, and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, had instituted the same system that's handed down since time immemorial of Diksha Guru. People have to be initiated in the Sampradaya to carry on the Sampradaya. Initiating spiritual masters are necessary. So Lord Chaitanya gave the standard. He said, Amar Agyai Guru Hao Taro E Desh. You become guru on my order. So in the same way, Prabhupada said, now I am ordering you, you become guru. So on behalf of Prabhupada, what is basically happening is that GBC is ordering, now you also have to take up this responsibility. No one should take it up without getting the order. That will be not in the proper etiquette. One should take up on the order, then one can in all faith, even if one feels himself to be somewhat insignificant or incapable of the great responsibility, nonetheless, having received the order, therefore, on the faith of Prabhupada and the previous acharyas and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one can take up the great responsibilities endowed in this function of initiating. So, the governing body commission has also given their order on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, requesting Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj to take up this responsibility. We request that he come forward. So we request
His Divine Grace Gopala Krishna Goswami to give us a blessing and instruction. Srila Prabhupada's words at this time.
We have seen over the past 4 years since Prabhupada's departure, this movement is continuing to expand all over the world. Normally, when the founder Acharya disappears, there is a lot of confusion. But this movement is continuing to expand all over the world because Prabhupada injected the principles of purity into this movement. See, we remain pure and dedicated to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, then there will be no difficulty in advancing the spiritual life. Prabhupada used to say that spiritual life is easy for the simple. So spiritual life is not difficult. The spiritual master's business is that he just repeats what he has heard from his spiritual master, like a postman's business is just to deliver the letter. And the disciples' businesses to just follow the instructions of the spiritual master, who is merely repeating the instructions of his spiritual master. Since we want this Prasadmatic movement to go on expanding as it has been, it is very essential that we stick to the teachings that Srila Prabhupada has given us. We should remember, as his disciples and grand disciples said, there's no Acharya greater than Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We should remember the work that Prabhupada has done. In a brief span of 14 years, he not only opened nearly 200 temples around the world, but he also wrote nearly 80 books. And these books will guide the members of this Krishna Conscious Society eternally. Prabhupada said that this Krishna Conscious movement will go on expanding for the next 10,000 years. And he said that one day these books will become the law books of the world. So we should read these books. All of his instructions are there in his books. We don't have to turn to any other spiritual authority for direction. Prabhupada said he has left everything in his books. We should develop the habit of reading his books regularly and understanding his instructions. And the sisters of the senior godfathers of this movement, all confusion can be removed. So we should remain pure to the principles that have been laid down in these books, in the different instructions, in dedicating the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says in the first volume, dedicated to my eternal spiritual master who lives forever by divine instructions and the followers of him. So Prabhupada is living with us in his divine spiritual instructions. We just have to meditate on those instructions And if we meditate on those instructions, we will feel fully satisfied. So on this most auspicious day, the appearance day of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would like to request all my God brothers and the disciples of my God brothers to remain pure to the teachings of Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given us everything. We don't need to go to any other personality to gain any type of spiritual instruction. And I myself, as one of the acharyas of this Krishna conscious movement, would like to pledge my loyalty to the Governing Body Commission, recognizing the fact that the Governing Body Commission is the true representative of Srila Prabhupada. And even if I'm an acharya, I have to abide by their instructions, because when the body is assembled together and it comes to a decision, that is the same as Prabhupada making a decision. Hare Krishna.
When the sannyas candidates then they'll get their sannyas mantra subsequently from their sannyas guru. The special pranam mantra that Prabhupada has requested every sannyasi to say three times a day. Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Banu Das, Banu Das. So, actually, I first had association with Banu when Srila Prabhupada flew in from Japan. And he had, I think that's where he picked up, delivered, personally made him a devotee. Guru Kripa, special Guru mercy upon this movement, upon Banu. So, not to take too much time, just like to give the name, one of our senior members since 1970, been a devotee, knows Bengali Sanskrit, wants to preach in India and in Japan, and to preserve the strict purity of Srila Prabhupada's movement and the Siddhanta, the conclusions of Shastra according to Srila Prabhupada's books, translating also. Banu Swami. Banu Swami Maharaj ki.
Japan Yatra ki.
Sachi Sutta was absorbed in Sankirtan consciousness, in firing up all these Sankirtan devotees. So now we hope that as a sannyasi, he will be perfect example and continue to fire up the Sankirtan movement in South America, especially in Chile, and see many of Srila Prabhupada's books distributed there, and Prabhupada's teachings preserved in their pure form. Sunandre is Sachi Sutta Swami Maharaj ki. First one is Nidai Chan Goswami.
Ayo!
And now these, to give them their blessings and new sannyasis to carry out. Then we have You know, Nitai Chand Goswami is our temple president here in Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada instructed him that he should especially protect the Mayapur Dam. And now he has a danda to do it with. So, then we have our Tatpur Swami.
Actually, when Nitai Chand's parents came to see us yesterday, they said, please protect my son. I said, what do you mean he is protecting all of us?
Should I say that? You want to say it?
Yes, sir.
I said that when Nitai Chand Maharaj's parents were here yesterday, they were very nice Vaishnavas, Gopi Vaishnavas. So they came to see me, and they said to me, please protect my son, because naturally the parents always see his son as a little boy. But I said to them that actually Nitai Chand Maharaj is protecting all of the devotees in the world.
Actually, he was a policeman. So now he's policeman for Krishna.
Yeah.
And of course, as a sannyasi, then he has to travel and preach all around Gurmandal Bhumi and all around Mayapur Dham. And that he can do just by circumambling this temple and Navadvip Dham and the Holy Land. The whole world is coming to him. Our Tatpur Swami was taking out the boat party, bullock party, band party, steady. He's one of the very first devotees that lived in the grass hut here in 1971 after the land was purchased by Srila Prabhupada's instruction by Tamal Krishna Goswami and others. So Tatpur Das, actually Prabhupada himself had wanted to give him sannyas, but now he's finally taken up this responsibility. So he is going to be preaching and establishing Lord Chaitanya's movement all over Bengal very strongly. Jai Tattar Tatpur Swami Maharaj Ki. And we have a Subhag Swami. Subhag Swami Maharaj Ki. Actually, Subhag Swami Maharaj was first sent by his parents to England for higher studies. And then in England he met Srila Prabhupada's movement and got the higher study. So since then, he's been translating Prabhupada's books and now he's preaching in Calcutta. So now he'll be taking up as a Swami, the sannyasi, the dynamic preaching to the higher class and to the citizens of Calcutta and the world, this Krishna consciousness movement. Subhag Swami Maharaj Ki. Then we have our Gurukul regional secretary of India. I don't know exactly all the titles, but he's a Gurukul chief who's teaching all our students from all around the world. Danudar Swami Maharaj. Danudar Swami Maharaj Ki. Srila Gurupad. Then we have
Danudar Swami Maharaj Ki.
His Holiness Agrani
Gurukul Ki. Bhakti Vedanta Gurukul Ki.
His Holiness Agrani Swami Maharaj Ki. Who is going to be preaching also to the intellectuals, no doubt, in the Northeast. If there are any, the real intellectual, of course, is one who understands Krishna consciousness, even if he can't read and write. But we need sannyasis to establish pure devotional service, be perfect examples. Then we have Prahladananda Swami Maharaj Ki, well-known preacher in our movement, and Mahakram Swami Maharaj Ki. Maybe someone else like to speak?
President,
Regional Secretary of Philadelphia. Now our temples are becoming strengthened by sannyasis for preaching. This way our sannyasis are Grihasthas all are cooperating, each taking their responsibility seriously. So that is the end of our sannyasi. Huh? Anything else? Those who are going to be the sannyasi, new candidates should get their mantras upstairs. I'd like to announce at this time that immediately after this ceremony, we'd like to have the sannyasi assembly for just a half an hour, which we haven't had. And just for a half hour, just in the conference room, we'll just meet and just formally have it. It's just immediately after this ceremony. That's just looking late. We just for a half hour. So now, next program, who's our master of ceremonies?
Me. You're going to give names and beads.
Yeah, names and beats. You'll be the last.
Yeah.
Right. I'll be the first. Give me the mic.